Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County Fair Board is the board president, Connor Jurgensen, along with board member Jonathan Marshall now joining us to talk to us about Green County Fair stuff. So thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I guess maybe one of the centerpieces, Jonathan, you can first explain to us is about Clover Cafe. It's the main fundraiser for the entire year for a Green County 4-H program. And boy, it's got some new upgrades to it coming up for this year's fair.
No, we recently received some funds to update the kitchen. New lights, some new panels, some new insulation, and some new stainless steel tables for inside there to do meal prep.
Jonathan, as part of that, why don't you tell us about our daily specials that we have in store to get those people's appetites whetted?
Every morning, Wednesday and Friday, Thursday and Saturday and Sunday, we'll have breakfast starting at 7:30. And on Wednesday and Friday, there'll be ham, egg, cheese breakfast sandwiches. Thursday and Saturday will be biscuits and gravy. And Sunday will be a cinnamon roll. And like I said, that starts at 7 a.m. and while supplies last. And then during the lunch, there's a lunch special every day, and lunch starts at 11. On Wednesday is a chicken sandwich for $5. Thursday are pork burgers and pork loins. Thursday evening, they're going to have old-fashioned strawberry shortcake dessert. Friday's lunch special will be lamb burgers or lamb bratwurst. And then Saturday will be a hamburger or a steak sandwich. So the people in town, if they're looking for something different, they can come out to the fair.
Excellent. And so, Connor, one of the best things about your Green County Fair is those ground attractions. It gets a lot of people out to see them specifically. Can you give us a taste of the two of the three ground attractions that you've got this year?
Yep. So as always, we have the always asked for Poppin' Penelope, hands down kid favorite, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a little bit different times throughout the day. She'll be showing up in and out, and she'll make balloons, do magic tricks, entertain the kids in groups. So really a great asset to us to keep them occupied throughout the day and keep them interested. The second thing I want to talk about is the Carve Our Way Wood Carver. He'll be here through the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to do a wood carving at the front main office of a tree we had recently die. And then he'll also be doing 6 to 8 wood carvings throughout the day. He'll work for a few hours at a time, several times a day, and he'll carve several wood carvings for us. Public can walk right up, take a look, watch him do his work. It's pretty neat.
I'd like to add to that that all the wood carvings that he does will be up for auction. You'll have to come inside the admin building, and we'll have a book there of what carvings are there, and then it'll just be a silent auction.
And Jonathan, tell us about the other ground attraction that's going to be here at the fairgrounds.
Our other ground attraction is Richard Reiner, and he'll be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And he is a strolling performer, and he'll do juggles, he'll do some balloon magic, and also stilt walking.
Wow, what a multi-talented guy. How did you hear about him?
Every year we go down to Des Moines to a showcase. You walk around the building, and there's lots of rooms, and each room has an act in it. That's how we found Penelope. And then this Richard Reiner, he works for, there's a talent agency called Triangle, and they have dozens of people.
Wow.
So when you walk in to there, they have, you say what you're looking for. Say, I'm looking for a stage act, or I'm looking for a walking act. And then they have a shelf full of booklets, and they'll pull, we suggest Richard Reiner, and that's how we come across them.
Now, obviously, the main attractions that people always look forward to, specifically handled by you as the fair board, is your grandstand events. Now, Connor, can you tell us what's in store for Friday night's grandstand?
Yeah, Friday night, we're really excited. We got a rodeo as always, but it is a new rodeo this year. We went with Wright Rodeo Company from Lucas, Iowa. Fantastic reviews, other independent fairs, county fairs, all over. Great reviews from them. They're just really, really easy to work with. We're going to start the rodeo with a few groups of events. We're going to do bareback, calf rope, team rope, saddle bronc, bull riding, breakaway roping, and barrels. So there's going to be a really, really good showing of cowboys, cowgirls. And the cost for that, just like every other year, we kept our costs the same. We're going to be at $10 for the front gate.
There's something that takes place prior to the rodeo, right? And something that also takes place after the rodeo is over.
Before the rodeo that night, along with a new rodeo, we also have a new attraction. It's the inflatable mechanical bull ride. That's going to go on from 5:30 to 8:30 on Friday, right ahead of the rodeo and during, and we're going to have that open to the public, no cost to the kids, just come out, enjoy it, family-friendly environment, and come out and have a good time. Then we'll continue with our rodeo throughout the night. And then at the end of the rodeo, towards dusk, we will have our annual fireworks show. So feel free to come park along Lincoln Way out there. We'll let you into the grass parking lot. Even if you haven't come to the grandstands, they'll park cars and watch the great fireworks.
Jonathan, Saturday night, what do we got in store for the grandstand there?
Saturday night, we're going to do our annual truck and tractor pull. And we're hosting the Champion Seed Western Series this year. Before classes, first class will be 85 limited pro stock tractors. Second class will be limited pro stock diesel trucks. Third class will be pro farm tractors. And fourth class will be the super modified two-wheel drive trucks. Gates will open at 5:30. General admission for both adults and children is $10 and $15 for the pit gate.
All right, so Connor, we'd be remiss if we didn't at least include a couple of other fun-filled things for people to do on this weekend. Talk to us about your archery tag and your water tag events.
So along with the inflatable mechanical bull on Friday evening, same company will have there all weekend. They're going to do archery tag on Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. It is a bow and arrow cushioned archery tag. There'll be no cost to the kids. Kids can come all day and run till they're worn out. Water tag will be the same thing on Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Come out for the annual Sunday water fight. Have a good time. Like I said, we got pretty much something every day for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to keep kids entertained and family interested.
All right, and finally here, Connor, if you wouldn't mind shedding some light on what the VFW Cafe is all about.
So on our grandstand nights, Friday and Saturday, for the rodeo and tractor pull, there will be something to eat at the grandstands. The VFW Cafe will be open. They'll be serving their regular easy-to-grab goes, chips, hot dog, sodas, candy bars, everything you'll need to enjoy the show. Along with Friday and Saturday night before the grandstand, we'll have our annual pork and beef and lamb barbecues. That starts at 5:30 on Friday night and 5:30 on Saturday night. So come enjoy the barbecues and support the industry.
Jonathan, what is this like for you to be a part of the fair board still and having to plan for a full-on, no COVID restriction, second year consecutive year that we've had with full-on no COVID restriction fair?
It's a relief. Simple as that. It's a relief. We can get back to business and not running around trying to figure out how to get by. You know, if that has to be styrofoam plates or to-go cups, and it's just a relief that we do not have to mess with that any longer.
And Connor, same question for you. What's it like to lead this group of fine people that are on your board for another year of full-on no COVID restriction year?
It's gone really well. We have an extremely, really talented group of people out there to put it on every year. They're dedicated. They're just plain old volunteers, just like everybody else around. They dedicate a lot of their beginning of their summer to prep and set up, and then obviously a week and a half during the time of fair, just nonstop. And I think COVID taught everybody something, and there's a lot of good things that did come out of it. And there's still stuff we're implementing, such as sanitation, different sanitation stations. Just helped us be better all around. But really happy to have a full-fledged fair for the second year in a row. Really give the kids and the parents of these kids something to look forward to and prepare for all year long.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Green County Fair Board President is Connor Jurgensen, along with board member Jonathan Marshall, talking to us about some of the Green County Fair stuff that's going on for this year's County Fair. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.